This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While diplomacy and the geopolitics of Ukraine are deservedly still front and center, there is a distinct economic undertone to these negotiations. We talked about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline last week, for one thing. And there is also what's happening on the ground over there, how the Ukrainian economy and the people living in it are doing. To answer some questions we had about that, we've gotten Peter Digitson on the phone. He's the editor of the Atlantic Council's Ukraine Alert blog. He also publishes Business Ukraine magazine. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the anecdotal, right? When you go out to get a cup of coffee or you go to the market, what's the economic mood, would you say?
There's not a lot of evidence of any dramatic shifts in the last few months. I think perhaps one thing you'd notice is the Ukrainian currency has weakened slightly. Mm-hmm. Ukraine has currency booths all over the place for changing money. This is just a feature that they've always had here. And so people often just sort of almost subconsciously are always noticing what the exchange rate is. And that's begun to move recently. So that's often an indication that all is not well. That would probably be the only immediate indication, in fact.
A little bit like gas prices here. What about some of the other headline numbers like inflation, unemployment? What's the general sense of general state of play?
Inflation is troublesome at the moment, but that's been the case for some time. That's not a direct indicator of where we are now in terms of Russia and the invasion scare. The main issue that they're facing now, I think, is in terms of lending and Ukraine's position on international markets, that the country is now facing a very high cost to lend and actually, you know, an outright refusal in a lot of cases. Companies are unable to finance themselves.
What do you make then, and I guess it sort of follows from that, of President Zelensky apparently saying to President Biden the other day, look, lay off the invasion talk, it's affecting our economy.
Yeah, it's different audiences, different messages, I think you could say. I mean, I think from an international point of view, the message is very clearly like this is a major emergency. Whereas from Ukraine's point of view, they are already seeing the negative economic impact of that. And so they're also keen to say, hold on a minute, let's not create too much of a panic internationally around Ukraine, because it's costing us huge amounts of money and it's also reducing the prospects we have looking ahead. And you also need to bear in mind from a Ukrainian point of view is that Ukrainians have lived with the Russian threat for 8 years, so they're not as shocked by the current build-up. But also, there is a school of thought in Ukraine that actually Russia's objective at the moment, the purpose or one of the key purposes of the current build-up is to create panic. They're not saying that there is no threat. I think they're saying, well, hold on, let's not play into Putin's hands here by creating a panic.
Assuming we, by which I suppose I mean you all, get through this crisis peacefully, what do you make of Ukraine's prospects of turning economically toward the West, right? Because that's sort of clearly where Zelensky and his government want to go.
Yes, absolutely. It's where Zelensky and his government want to go. I think it's where the majority of Ukrainians want to go, based on the results of successive elections at the local, at the national level. The main challenge they face, I think, one of the main challenges is in terms of international confidence in Ukraine. So there is huge concern about the safety of Ukraine in terms of as a place to invest and do business. If we look at the Ukrainian economy in terms of just how it's performing, how it can perform, I mean, it's showed remarkable resilience over the last 8 years since the conflict began in 2014. And that was largely fueled by the agricultural sector, which is very, very strong. But they will face huge challenges in terms of attracting investment. And there is a school of thought, I would say probably a consensus even, that without a lot of international investment, the growth Ukraine can expect to achieve is not going to be enough to make that sort of the huge leap that the country is looking to make.
Yeah. 100,000 Russian soldiers aside, this all sounds very promising. I guess finally, I want to know from you, we started anecdotally, I'll end anecdotally. What's the fatigue level like?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually. I mean, I think Ukrainians, one quality that Ukrainians have in abundance is stoicism. They are very, very resilient. And I should also point out, you know, since the fall of the Soviet Union, things have also been, you know, highly unstable. Crisis is almost the default position for Ukrainians. They will come through one way or another, but they could be doing a lot more. Obviously, this is not very helpful.
Peter Dickinson, he is the publisher of Business Ukraine magazine. We got him in the Ukrainian capital. Mr. Dickinson, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having me. My pleasure.